Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. On today's show, we're taking yet another look at the macroeconomic environment. Virtually everything in the world of real estate investing right now is being dominated by the macro environment. The Federal Reserve increased the Fed funds rate another 25 basis points yesterday. They made the argument that future rate hikes are going to be data dependent, so maybe we're at the top of this rate hike saga. I watched the entire press conference, and there were some obvious holes in the press conference. The first major hole is that there were no questions on the Fed's balance sheet. That's astonishing to me. The discussion centered entirely on interest rates, and there was virtually no discussion on the stability of the banking system or generating liquidity. Chair Powell made mention of the most recent report on the retrospective of the Silicon Valley Bank failure. The insane thing about these bank failures is that the underlying banks were fundamentally strong. They were weakened, eventually bankrupted, by the outflow of deposits. Both Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank were wiped out in a matter of days, and it took First Republic Bank a slower 6 weeks to die. What's striking about this week's announcement is that the market seemed to have anticipated the quarter point increase. In the wake of the announcement and the press conference, the market seemed to be largely ignoring the news of higher interest rates. It's as if the market is saying in blatant terms, "Yeah, we don't care about what you say, Jay Powell. The current situation is not inflation. We have monetary deflation, as evidenced by the near global liquidity crunch." In his remarks, Jay Powell made reference to the liquidity issue and how lower liquidity is indeed contributing to a more restrictive monetary policy without the Fed being directly involved. The attempt to separate the economy into two separate flows, one targeting inflation and the other targeting banking stability, is naive in the extreme, in my opinion. The current banking crisis is a direct result of the shock being dealt to the banking system as a result of the rapid rise in interest rates. Jay Powell also referenced the problem in commercial real estate and specifically the office sector. He knows there's a wave of defaults coming from loans in commercial real estate. And so far, the problem is being characterized as nothing more than a run on the bank. The shrinking money supply is the issue, and it's not just the interest rate. The fact that there are zero questions during the press conference about the Fed balance sheet is particularly stunning to me. It's not that any of the reporters from CNBC or the New York Times or Reuters or Bloomberg forgot to ask about liquidity. They know that that's an issue. I suspect the reporters must have been briefed prior to the meeting that the Fed chairman would not accept any questions about the Fed balance sheet. That's the only possible explanation. See, I believe you need to listen to what people say and watch what they do. The real story is likely to be found in the Fed balance sheet. I predict that the next bank to fall is going to be Comerica. That name has been uttered by mainstream media in the past day as being a target of short selling in the stock market. And we've seen three times in a row that all it takes is a rumor to create a run on the bank. I predict that we will witness at least two more bank failures before the end of May. I know that's a bold prediction. The rest of the market is clearly signaling that they are completely ignoring Fed policy. If inflation is indeed the biggest problem, then we should be seeing rising oil prices. We had announcements from OPEC of oil supply reduction. Oil prices should be rising, but they're not. Oil prices are falling, and the oil price futures are flat, which means that the market is not even forecasting future rising oil prices. These signals are all pointing to monetary deflation. Credit is not just about interest rates, but about the availability of credit at any price. Even in the wake of the Fed announcement, the yield on the 10-year Treasury fell even further to 3.43%. The yield was 3.59 on May the 1st, and this is a massive yield curve inversion. Chairman Powell said in his remarks that he recognized his view of the current situation is at odds with history, but he said this time is different. He knows that the "this time is different" argument is not supported by history, and he acknowledged that, but it's never different. The yield curve inversion is screaming. It is the market screaming at the top of its lungs that they don't believe the Fed, that the Fed has it wrong. So what does this mean for us real estate investors? It means we're going to see more bank failures, and that all of the member banks themselves will have to come out of pocket to top up the reserves at the FDIC. That will weigh heavily on bank earnings across the industry. These reserves are not funded by the taxpayer. The fund is funded by the member banks. More bank failures means tightening credit as banks lose the ability to lend altogether. they don't trust their own balance sheet because they know their balance sheet can change on a moment's notice based on nothing more than a rumor. The second inning is over, and the batter has struck out at the plate. We're now entering the top of the third inning in this saga. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.